I'm Jennifer Kroot. I directed the film The Untold Tales of Armistead Maupin. And what do I think of art in the age of Trump? Well, first, as Armistead said last night, I hate that motherfucker. And just to be clear, so something in the film, actually, we go over when Armistead's first Tales of the City was made into a miniseries on PBS, and that was in the early 90s, and Jesse Helms and a large group of Republicans went after PBS and the National Endowment for the Arts. And I feel like we're in phase two of that now, which horrifies me and makes me sick and sad. And I'm so happy this film is out now to show how that can happen, how art can be censored and stopped. And in that case, it was LGBT content, men kissing, some drugs, and people just looking for love and happiness. And that's heartbreaking to hear that people would want to stop that. So I hope that artists just do their best in any way they can, even if there's less funding, and I hope we all watch PBS, and I hope we all support the arts as much as we can at this time, and Trump should be made into art, and I think that's happening a lot.
Yeah, I also, just parenthetically, I love that we look back on what shocked us so much then, and it's very good to have that context of why did we get so upset about that? And it's a way of looking at what upsets us now.
Yeah, men kissing upsets a lot of people. People smoking marijuana upsets a lot of people. Both those things are not a big deal in California anymore, so hardly worth even making art about these days.
I know, really. Cam and Mitch finally got their kiss. Why are we still up in arms about it?
Right. So, but if that is upsetting to people, I suggest putting more of it in art.
My name is Bill Weber, and I was the editor and co-director on The Untold Tales of Armistead Maupin. I think art is always important, and I don't know if it's any particularly more important right now than it was before this orange asshole became our president. But I think what is important is the fact that what Jennifer was just talking about is that the funding for the arts is being cut, and we really have to fight against that, because a society and a culture that supports its art, I think, flourishes in a much more productive and beautiful way than one that doesn't appreciate that. The other thing, I also think what is important in the age of Trump is to do films that are filled with love and heart and kindness, and because to be reminded of that and to not give in to this ugly, dark hate that I just saw on the TV downstairs. He was giving some press conference, and it's just, you know, this egotistical stance that he has about stuff. So I think that's one thing I'm really proud about the work that we all did on this movie, is that it is a film that's told with a lot of love and kindness. And it's mainly the story. And it's about telling your truth and finding your family. And that is really important in this time, and how we support one another.
I'm Grant Nelson. I did the design and animation for the Untold Tales of Armistead Maupin title design. And art in the age of Trump, I feel like one of the things that's facing us now is just this division we have in the different camps, the right versus left, and the political media is so polarizing and makes us hate each other so much. I would love to see art be something that's a little less pointed and kind of gives us access to communication with each other, because that's what we need in order to somehow survive.
My name is Michael Hurst, and I'm the composer for The Untold Tales of Armistead Maupin. And we basically wrapped the film right around the time of the elections, and we were all in a very happy but also very dark place at the same time. But there was something incredible about this team working on this film and the amount of love we had for each other and being able to communicate that and saying how timely it was to work on this film that is very much about love and understanding. And we had that within our crew, and so it was a kind of great support group. Perfectly in sync with what was happening. I mean, the irony is that I'm a huge Trump supporter, and so,
of course,
no,
yes.
No, I don't know how any. No, really, I don't know how any artist could possibly support that guy. And the one thing about art is that I think of art in general as being a very collaborative process for the most part. At least the way I work. And you are required to be open-minded and understanding and see things from many different angles, and that is the polar opposite of what is happening in our political system right now. So to me, that's why it's important.
And can I just ask, since you were working on this after the election, the day after the election, did you form the support group? Did you sit around and commiserate?
You know, I think Bill maybe started an email that was essentially reaching out to everybody saying how appreciative we were of working on this project together and how important it was. Yeah, and it was huge for me, you know, and I was actually working on, I had started another film with a bunch of douchebags, essentially, and I jumped out of the film. I will not say what that film was, but because this group was so great, and I was like, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for anger and one-upping, and, you know, life is short. And so that was, you know, where I really was like, this is such an amazing team and this project and what it's saying and everything.
Jerry Kim, I'm the producer of The Untold Tales of Armistead Maupin. I think, for me as a filmmaker and a producer, I think all great art is able to help people tap into empathy. And I think not only does Armistead's work show that, but as producers on this film, we were trying to show how Armistead shifted from such a conservative part of his life into such a progressive one, where his message is now about human empathy and honesty. And I think we need more of that, and not only in art, but in our conversations, in our daily lives, because right now, as Grant mentioned, we're in such a polarized place.
My name is Mayur Anturachelvam. I'm the producer of The Untold Tales of Armistead Maupin. I think that on the day after the election, one of the things that I was more afraid of than the new regime was having to endure 4 years of terrible political art. And so I think we have to be careful not to do these sort of low blow, cheap resistance art pieces, but really try and communicate to other people, not just across differences, but through, you know, across that part of us that is sort of human. And that's really challenging, because I don't know if we have statistics, but the majority of people's communication seems to happen over the internet and not face to face. And going to the cinema, interestingly enough, is a face-to-face communication, right, between the audience and the work that they're engaging with, or going to a museum or going to see a piece of theater, and very few people get their art or engagement that way. They see an image on a screen. So we need to figure out ways to use the image on a screen to connect with people in ways that haven't yet connected with them.
It's so easy to just spew the vitriol, yeah, and channel that, but it's so unproductive.
Right, and they say that facts don't really work anymore, right? So what's going to work is something emotional that connects with people. And long before this whole election thing happened, when we were making this film, it was about how does someone go from being this repressed, kind of bigoted, scared, or fearful person to being such a loving, open-hearted person. So we all have the capacity to do that, no matter where we started. So there might be hope for the president as well.
Oh, I so want to believe that. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
We just need to get him into a bathhouse.